And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. How's life, Andy?
Life is great, Ed. It's always fabulous in the fabulous Florida Keys.
Tell us about it.
Ed, I'll tell you something. We are thick into the winter season, and we've got, first of all, through March 26th down in Key West, the Florida Keys Eco Discovery Center is presenting an art exhibition entitled Tropical Botanic Artists. In Marathon, today and Saturday, the Marathon Community Theater is presenting A Few Good Men. Ed, you are definitely one of those few good men, for sure.
I'd like to think so.
Absolutely. Down in Key West, tomorrow through February 15th, the Waterfront Playhouse is presenting Other Desert Cities. This is a Pulitzer Prize finalist nominated for 5 Tony Awards. Through March 9th up in Alamorada, Florida Keys History and Discovery Center, which is located at the Islander Resort, it's a Guy Harvey outpost at mile marker 82, they are presenting Clyde Butcher, also known as the Ansel Adam of the Everglades, a tremendous photographer.
Tremendous.
His exhibition is showcasing the natural beauty of Cuba, as well as a number of Florida Keys images. Just spectacular. Today and Saturday, if you're driving that Florida Keys Overseas Highway, you'll want to be a little bit careful, and you'll want to go ahead and just allow a little extra time because you will probably encounter the Ragnar Relay. It's a Florida Keys run that starts in Miami and heads down to Key West. And there are, I think there's about 500 or 600 runners that are running in teams making that trek down the Florida Keys Overseas Highway. Down in Key West today through Sunday, Civil War Days Heritage Festival. There's colorful Civil War reenactments, cannons, the sights of soldiers in Civil War uniforms. They're all at the Civil War era Fort Zachary Taylor Historic State Park. In Alamorada, today through Sunday, dive into history. It's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and it is at the History of Diving Museum. Back to Key West we go, and the Waterfront Playhouse is presenting Sweet Seasons. Our own conch diva, Key West, Carmen Rodriguez, is presenting the Songbook of Carole King.
Wonderful.
Yes, indeed, Ed. Wonderful. But that's not all. We still have more, and we still have more this weekend. Because in Marathon, the Middle Keys, the 20th annual Pigeon Key Art Festival, which is being staged at Marathon Community Park from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow and on Sunday. Tremendous art. This is a juried art show, by the way. Live music, great food, and the great thing about it is that festival goers can retain their ticket stubs, and that'll get them a free ferry trip and historic tour of Pigeon Key. That's that tiny little island in the middle of the old 7 Mile Bridge, and that is indeed where Henry Flagler's Overseas Railroad workers lived. That was their base camp in the early 1900s when they built that original 7 Mile Bridge. Not the only art show in Marathon this weekend. There's the Locals Art Show at the Kmart Shopping Plaza, again from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. If you're into sport fishing, I got the place for you to learn about sport fishing. It's in Alamorada at the Performing Arts Center at the Coral Shores High School. The Saltwater Sportsman National Seminar Series comes in on Saturday. Great opportunity to learn how to fish from the professionals. Number of Florida Keys-based captains will be conducting seminars. In Alamorada on Sunday, the second Sunday, Picking in the Park. It's a bluegrass jam for all ages and skill levels. It'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. at South Winds Park. That's mile marker 82.1. Taking a look now into next week on February 10th, the Florida Keys Concerts Association, Ed, will be presenting Sue Yun Ham. She is a featured pianist. She will be performing in Marathon on February 10th and in Alamorada on February 11th. February 12th to the 15th in Marathon, the Florida Keys Watercolor Society will be presenting the Leslie Franz Workshop. It's themed Water Media, A Fresh Start. Of course, Valentine's Day is next Friday, and in Key West, the 31st annual Valentine's Gala. That'll be on the grounds of the historic Curry Mansion at 511 Caroline Street. Another edition of the Key West House and Garden Tour, Ed. That's February 14th to the 15th. Great chance to tour the series of elegant and unique private homes of Key West. They range from exquisite restorations to creative renovations and also an interior design that really complements their architecture. and all adds up to a unique Key West flavor, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. February 15th in Alamorada, the Free Outdoors Pops in the Park and a pet parade concert at Alamorada Founders Park, mile marker 87. Again, it's free. Starts at 4 p.m., presented by the Keys Community Concert Band. Remember, you want to bring your dog, your cat, or your parent. Ed, let's talk about a couple more events here before we got to leave you. February 15th to the 16th, the 5th Annual Chili in the Keys Regional Cook-Off. That'll be at the Alamorada Moose Lodge. Also that weekend down in Key West, the Garden Fest Key West and Beer Garden, the 16th and 17th in Key Largo, Florida Keys Art Guild Art Festival, another Florida Keys Concert Association presentation on the 17th in Marathon and on the 18th in Alamorada, the Trio Solisti. And also, Ed, as we always talk about each month, the Third Thursday Art Walk is part of the Marotta Way Arts and Cultural District monthly offerings. And, of course, it showcases the fine arts, music, and culinary nuances of the Purple Isles. That'll be Thursday, February 20th. And, Ed, finally, in Alamorada, the 22nd to the 23rd, February, the 19th Annual Upper Keys Gigantic Nautical Flea Market. Also that weekend, the 49th Annual Old Island Days Art Festival. That's in Key West. And the 23rd of March through March 2nd, the 30th Annual Winter Star Party. That's in the Lower Keys. Of course, much more details on these and so many other events coming up in the fabulous Florida Keys on that Florida Keys website, flakeys.com.
And a big thanks to Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council for all of those exciting events. Great weekend, Andy.
And to you too, Ed.
They'll be swinging in Miami at the 17th Annual Melton Mustafa Jazz Festival, February 14th and 15th, featuring saxophonist James Carter with the Melton Mustafa Orchestra. It all takes place at the Lou Rawl Center for the Performing Arts on the FMU campus in Miami Gardens. For more information, go to Melton, M-E-L-T-O-N, Mustafa.com. And the workshop Moments of Joy is presented in partnership with the Florida Art Therapy Association and the Low Art Museum, Saturday, February 15th from 10 to 12:30. It's free of charge and, of course, open to the public. And their specific focus of late night life wellness is aimed at those 55 and above. There'll be art therapy workshops and a museum tour. No artistic skill is needed. You can register by calling 305-707-5106 or email info@arttherapyconsulting.com. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org. For more information. That's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Bob Weinberg, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. Fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 and 91.5. Until next time, Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.